6:54 on Wisconsin's Morning News, bringing Dr. Ken Harris from 101.7 The Truth, former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant. I wanted to talk to you about MPS, Dr. Ken, but first, what do you make of this assertion from the family of Sade Robinson? This is the 19-year-old woman who was murdered and dismembered, that one of her fingers was discovered on the property of Maxwell Anderson, who is charged with the killing. And you have Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office saying, that didn't happen.
There's really nothing you can say. I mean, there's absolutely no reason why the sheriff's office would hide body parts, but yet we're finding, you know, signs of body parts all over southeastern Wisconsin and northern Illinois, but we would hide the fact that it's in a house on Oklahoma. It doesn't make any sense. Sounds like it's just a rumor that got out of hand, and now they're hearing things. And
does that sort of stuff find its way into civil lawsuits? Yeah, so that's what you're reading into that?
Absolutely. I would think the family wants to control the name, image, and likeness of Sade Robinson. So, you know, sometimes documentary makers and all that will take court records and use that to build their story and fictionalize it to a degree, you know, based on the true story, right?
Sure, right.
And so now they're heading it off at the pass, right? We're saying, hey, anything that has to do with this, it's ours. And if you want to use the name, then you need to.
Because this case is so salacious.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
All right, moving on to MPS. School board is planning a news conference this afternoon. Superintendent, of course, abruptly resigned earlier this week over the financial crisis that really has only come into focus or greater focus last couple of weeks. I said before to Eric, here's the question I don't have answered.
Right.
MPS was apparently more than half a year delinquent on submitting financial records to the state. How come? Is there something in those records? Like, is this just rank incompetence that you just didn't get the basics of your job done? Or was there something in those financial records that you didn't want the state to see and you still don't want the state to see?
We don't know. And that's why we need a competent, I hate to say it, not a superintendent from Waukesha who's in that clique of superintendents. But we need the State Department. We need the Department of Justice for both the state and the federal government to come in. You've got a woman getting paid $184,000 a year who's your chief financial officer who's not a CPA. So that by itself is a problem. Who's running your HR? Why do you have so many administrators? All those things. But the problem really isn't him if you think about it. The board has a fiduciary responsibility to take care of all that stuff, and they literally dropped the ball. I think everybody on that board, we got a couple of good ones, get rid of all of them.
You are hearing exactly that. Yeah.
Because
we're not going after him or him.
Because they didn't speak up when there was a problem. Isn't it your job? You're elected. You have a fiduciary responsibility.
And paid. Many boards are volunteers.
Yes.
These guys are paid
you
almost 20 grand a year.
You can literally go to jail for misconduct, for not doing your job, and you let it slide.
Are you surprised that it took this long that DPI didn't call them sooner?
Yes.
I mean, obviously they have support. MPS has support from the governor's office to, you know, help them get through this. That someone didn't say, hey, you know, guys.
But they did.
Over and over again.
If you read the writing, that's the oldest report. That's not the only report.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're talking over time, people, hey, Vince, can you get that in there?
Let us help you. Hi. We're on your side.
Hey, you work with Vince, Eric. Can you? Hey, you're married.
He's got to get his stuff.
You're married to Vince, right? Yeah. Can you get word to Vince? Like they did all that, and you know the governor's in cahoots with them all, and all that DPI. They all support each other, and now you're jacking the entire state. So it's like, okay, now we got to make it public. So then you go to the board, and the board pretends like they didn't know when now they're allegedly emails that say, oh, we notified the board like months ago that this stuff was going on, and they didn't say anything until it hit public.
Milwaukee Public School Board planning that news conference this afternoon, 4:00. Thanks, Dr. Ken.
You're welcome.